This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 486, and today we're going to be finishing up the four C's of mental strength. But before we begin to that, let's review last week. We talked about confidence, and there are two parts in confidence. One is having confidence in your abilities. That's your abilities to do your skills and talents, you know, your confidence in your abilities to execute on what you say you're going to do. And then the other is your confidence in your interpersonal skills. That is, are you able to take feedback or, quote, constructive criticism, unquote, correctly? Are you able to stand and make your point on why your view or why your solution is what you believe in? And so these are the two parts of confidence. Now, today we're going to be talking about control. And there are two parts of control. As you can see, these four C's have two subcategories. And with control, it's one of them is life control. And when you have this sense of control over life, it's, I believe I can do it. It's in my control, whatever is in front of you. And the other one is emotional control. I can manage my emotions and the emotions of others. That means that you can help diffuse a tense situation. Obviously, we can't control other people, but we can do our best to make sure the environment in which the conversation is happening, that we're able to heighten or diminish the level of emotions in the other person. So with life control, I believe I can do it. It's in my control. And this means having a sense of self-worth. You know, it describes the extent to which a person feels in control of their life and their circumstances. And this is, you know, when we go back to the warrior versus the victim blames, complains, or justifies about the results. The warrior accepts the results, says, this is where they are, I can change them, or I can change my attitude about it. But when we start feeling out of control, such as with the recent health situations going on, or with the economy, or with whatever it might be, and we focus all our external energy to the outside world on things we cannot control, that tends to make us feel out of control in our life. But when we can start to focus on the things that we can control, and the biggest one is our mental attitude towards an event. I mean, that is huge. When we can shift that, we are then being able to feel a little bit more in control. And when we can shift and then take actions. So, for instance, with the recent health situation going on there, we may feel out of control. But what can you do? Well, I can stay home and work out. I can create a great nutrition program. I can meditate more. I can do whatever. So those are, I can read some books. Those are things that you can control. And when you focus on what you can control, the things that you can't control automatically fade away. So we don't have to put any effort into blocking or resisting the things that we can't control once we put our attention onto the things we can control. We can control watching the TV and listening to the news. We can control our conversations with other people. Is it fear-based? Is it scarcity? Are we running over the same conversations over and over and over again, which is just the past, which is keeping us in a circle of fear and scarcity? Or are we in control of our conversation with other people about how well we are handling it right now. We're going out for walks. We're doing whatever we can. We're working out. We're trying some new food. And when it gets back to, quote, normal, then we'll be able to get to the gym and we'll be able to feel good, feel better. So are you able to control? I mean, this is a sense of self-worth. When you feel worthy, when you feel good, you know you can control things. When we start feeling bad about ourselves, or even in depression or some other emotional disempowering emotions, it's normally because we feel out of control. So these are just emotions, because really there is only one thing and one thing only that we can control, and that's our thoughts. And that gets back to the TFAR model. Thoughts lead to feelings, lead to actions, lead to results. Well, where the thoughts come from is the beliefs. So we need to start working on our beliefs and working on our thoughts. When we work on our thoughts, the feelings will change, the actions will change, and the results will change. And we will then understand that we are really, truly in control of our life. So the second part of this is emotional control. I can manage my emotions and the emotions of others. You know, sometimes we feel like we're not getting anything done, and we start to have bad thoughts about our progression, and we work through challenges and gain control by managing that expectation. The big thing with emotional control when it comes to goals is that we often underestimate how long something's going to take and overestimate how much we're going to get done. And these estimations are based on nothing. It's just a scientific wild-ass guess. Yet, when we start making progress, we'll just use weight, for example. Let's say you wanted to release 20 pounds and you thought 1 month is reasonable. Well, I'll do 500 calories a day. I'll do this. It'll be work out fine. Math-wise, it might work out fine. So you might have some belief around the numbers. But let's say you're getting towards the first week, you lose 5 pounds. Great. The second week, you only lose one more pound. The third week, you don't lose anything. And you start to get emotionally distraught about it because of the lack of progress that you're making. Well, often when we get this emotional distraught, we just give up. And this gets back to, right, when we start looking at commitment in the four C's on making a goal and seeing it through. When our emotions become our thoughts, we then make irrational decisions. For instance, we'll use the weight for example. When you get to that point, what we need to do is go, okay, what I'm doing was working, something must have changed. And you go back and document and look at what you documented, because we want to make sure that, right, there is no failure, there's just feedback. So we need to look at the feedback. You're not releasing the weight in the time frame in the amount that you expected. Well, go back, look at how much exercise you're doing, look at your caloric intake, look at your macros, look at everything. And if everything is lined up, then trust the process and extend your due date from 30 days to 60 days. Because here's the thing, with whatever goal you have, if you give up after 30 days, you've given up. But you're still going to live another 60, another 90, another 120 days. So why not keep doing what you were doing? You're going to live that day anyway. So just suck it up and do the work that you're going to do, because the body sometimes resists changing so dramatically. And once it accepts what you're doing, it'll shift. This could be the same thing for sales. This could be the same thing for a relationship. When we're not making progress at the degree and volume that we thought, because one, we made up that story, we then tend to get emotionally distraught. These emotions also come into place when we are talking to somebody, right? With constructive criticism, like we talked about on the other C's. Constructive criticism. How are you able to handle your emotions when somebody tells you that what you did was lousy? How are you able to handle your emotions in a relationship when someone is apparently pointing the finger at you for why it stinks? How are you able to handle your emotions when things just don't go your way? And when you have the mental strength, you're able to understand this and take a deeper look at it. And this emotion control actually describes the extent to which you can control the display of your emotions. And this is so, so important. So you may, I'm not saying to be like Spock, but you may have some emotions going on inside, but you can't let your audience or your other person see that. You need to be able to articulate calmly, smoothly, and then maybe go out in the woods and run and go to the gym and hit a heavy bag to release that energy. But your emotional control is both internal and external, meaning it'd be great to just to control your emotions internally because then they're reflected externally. But if somebody pushes your button, you want to be able to control your emotions externally. That is, don't let them know that they pushed your button. So a mentally strong person with high control will usually just get on with it, right? They just build a bridge and get over it. Introspective of how they feel and work through the emotional charge situation without seemingly being distracted or derailed. So this is what's important. Yeah, you get upset, but you keep going, you keep going, you keep going. It's when we let the emotions become our thinking is when we stop what we're doing, we start to get derailed, we start to lose our momentum, and then we start all over again. And usually what happens is if we don't have emotional control, we will say, that person pissed me off. That person got me mad. That person got me upset. What's that doing? Playing the victim because we're giving the other people power over our emotions. The mentally strong person would say, I am choosing to be upset right now. I am choosing to be pissed off. I am choosing to whatever emotion you want to have. When we know we are choosing it, then we can unchoose it and then we can have more control of our emotions. And this calm and positive approach can often lift the spirits of those around us, right? So if you're in a meeting room and somebody's getting a little bit anxious, a little bit, the volume of the conversation goes up, you can intercede with a calm voice and be calm and open up and your body languages open up and receptive and just start walking through the process, being in this open, calm receptiveness, and other people will start to calm down. If you jump in with high intensity, high volume, it's going to escalate the situation to a point where people are yelling at each other or talking loudly. Nobody's listening. Everybody's sending the message. Nobody's receiving the message. But once you know how to take care of this in a meeting, it's really, really powerful when you can just kind of have an open body language and just talk people down. The worst thing you say is, hey, let's calm down here. Because that's never really worked. But what you can do is, with a calm voice, is talk about, is this really what we came here to do? How is this helping us move forward? Asking some words, some empowering questions for people to reflect on. But when you can control your emotions, you're able to assist others in controlling theirs. So the next time we're going to, so with the four C's of mental strength or mental strength, there's some byproducts that come from it. And one is resilience. And next week, we're going to go over that, how mental strength and resilience go hand in glove. If you'd like to find out some more information or see the podcast where it's hosted, please go to warriormindcoach.com for more information. And you can use the pull down menu, select blog, and see the show notes for this podcast. And please, please, please follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all under the handle Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.